This podcast is presented by Student Ministry Publishing of Lifeway Christian Resources, Biblical Solutions for Life.
Welcome to another episode of Studies with Life Focus podcast. I'm your host, Alice Stegeman. We are in Unit 3 for the winter quarter in our Bible study materials for the month of February. I'd like to welcome once again our guest for this unit, Allie Claxton. How are you doing today, Allie?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good to have you with us again.
Thank you.
And we are in the unit called The Battle for the Mind. We are looking at the week of February the 21st, and the title for this particular session is called Attack. The life question is, what is the result if my mind is focused on Christ? And the biblical truth is, attitudes and actions will change when believers keep their minds focused on Christ. The Bible passage is Colossians 3, verses 1 through 17, and the key verse is Colossians 3, 2. The learning goals we want to consider is to help students think like Jesus by thinking and acting in ways consistent with a new life in Christ and relating to others in a Christ-like way. The first point in answer to that question, what is the result if my mind is focused on Christ, is a new way of thinking. And this comes from Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. And what did you see in these verses?
Well, I mean, immediately he sets the stage. He says, since then, you have been raised with the Messiah or with Christ. Mm-hmm. And that just sets the stage for just how incredible this relationship with God, how it makes us new through Christ, mm-hmm. and how his Spirit literally renews us and gives us a new way of thinking, a new thought process. And as we talked about in session one, a new mindset, mm-hmm. A new way of seeing the world. And so immediately I was just kind of drawn into this power that we have access to through the Holy Spirit and through our relationship with Christ. It's the power by which we live and we grow. It's the power by which we accomplish things that are glorifying to him. And, you know, I looked at, again, the word set. In the Holman, it says, seek what is above, and goes on to say, set your minds. Mm-hmm. And in the NIV, it says, set your hearts and your minds on things mm-hmm. above. And I love that, the combination of setting both your heart and your mind mm-hmm. on things above, because I think it sort of encompasses the emotion and, you know, the thought. Mm-hmm. And so all of us set all of that, the emotion that tends to get us off course so many times, and then the thought process that can take us to dangerous places that ultimately lead to action. Mm-hmm. If we set both our hearts and our minds on the things above, then our minds are renewed because we're focused and we're connected mm-hmm. to his Spirit in that way.
I think the key word throughout this whole session is that word focus. You see that mm-hmm. in the life question, the biblical truth, and in this age of multitasking, mm-hmm. focus wow. is sometimes hard to think about. Being single-minded and focusing just on one thing, you know, that's almost a foreign concept
yes,
when you think
it
about
is.
It, because we're so used to thinking, well, I can do three or four things at once, and I can balance all these balls in the air and take care of it. But just the idea of setting aside mm-hmm. everything, but just focusing on one thing.
Well, and our culture would tell us that success is being able to multitask, being
right.
able to focus on multiple things. And we know in reality, usually that leads to not being able to really, really do or focus or think through something holistically.
Right.
It means that we're giving pieces of ourselves, pieces of our mind to the various things that we're trying to accomplish or think about. And so I agree with you. I love that idea of focus,
mm-hmm.
all of yourself, all of your energy, all of your heart and your mind.
Mm-hmm. Right. That leads into point two, which is a result of if my mind is focused on Christ, is that we have a new way of behaving. And this comes from verses 5 through 11.
Well, we all know that our thoughts do lead to actions. And so ultimately, we've got to deal with the battle in our mind so that it doesn't come out in our behavior, so that we don't dishonor the Lord in our actions, and even so we don't confuse the world in our actions, because we belong to Christ and we're a representative and ambassador of Christ. And so we can be confusing to a world that sees us living in direct opposition to what we say. And so the battle is in the mind, and if we don't deal with it there, it will certainly come out as behavior in our behavior. And I love that we've been set free, but every day we have to choose freedom.
Right.
We still wrestle with this sin nature, with this old self, and bondage is always an option for us. We can always choose to carry the yoke again, but we've been given freedom through Christ. We've been given this, the chains have been broken because of what he did for us on the cross, and the power to live because of his resurrection and his spirit living inside of us. And so I think it's interesting to consider the fact that we have to choose freedom, just like we have to set our hearts and our minds on things above. We have to seek him and focus on him. We have to choose freedom. And part of choosing freedom is thinking, is getting a new mindset.
And it's not a halfway thing, because it doesn't just say weaken sin in your life. It says put it to death. I mean, that's pretty drastic when you think about it. So it's kind of an all or none thing.
Yeah, and I love the imagery that Paul uses in the later part of this passage: rid yourselves or put away, taken off and put on, put to death, all these different imagery, that there is an action, there is a responsibility that we have to this new mind and this new life and this new behavior, this new way of acting out on what we know to be true. And it's, you know, it's this imagery of a wardrobe. You're taking off the things that are dirty or that don't represent Christ, that aren't a part of your new self, and you're putting on the things that are. And so I really like that. I'm an object lesson. You know, I'm a let me see it, let me feel it, let me experience it kind of girl. And so I can really appreciate that picture that he's painting there.
And then, point three is that the result of my mind being focused on Christ is a new way of relating. So we get into interpersonal relationships in verses 12 through 17.
Right. And he, you know, continuing with that picture of the wardrobe, putting on these, you know, this new way of thinking, this new way of seeing the world, this new way of relating to people. And of course, in the NIV, it says, clothe yourselves. And it's this beautiful picture of putting on and being covered by the character of Christ, and these characteristics, the fruits of the Spirit, these things that that are only a result of our relationship with the Lord, only a result of the Spirit renewing us. And he goes through this list of compassion and humility, all these beautiful characteristics and examples of a heart and a mind that's set on Christ. And just to cover all the bases, I love at the end of this passage in verse 17, where it says, "And whatever you do in word or deed." So let's just, you know, let's just cover everything, because I think you can pretty much pin everything into that circle of whatever and in word or in deed. Do it all for, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it all for his glory. And I think that's definitely a new way of relating to life and to people and to the world itself.
Right. So to wrap up for today, our life question once again is, what is the result if my mind is focused on Christ? And the three points we want to drive home are: number one, a new way of thinking; number two, a new way of behaving; and number three, a new way of relating. There are additional free helps available at lifeway.com/myextra. You'll find there some current news stories and a way to relate them to the sessions for this month. And also you'll find some songs that can be downloaded that will support your teaching plan. Other links that are listed there are an email address to which you can send feedback to our Life Focus editorial staff, a link to our community on Ning at lifewayextra.ning.com, a link to our Twitter page at twitter.com/lifefocus, and a link to a survey that we would encourage you to complete at lifeway.com/lifefocussurvey. Thanks for listening. This is Alice Stegman. Hope to have you with us next week for another edition of Life Focus Podcast.